here on KSOM, talking with Southwest Valley head coach Keegan Loggenbaugh. A great win over Nuttaway Valley on Monday night, 5-1. Just got there before the rains came. And, Coach, a good win for your Timberwolves. How are you feeling after this ball game against Nuttaway Valley?
Oh, feeling pretty good here. Like you said, it was right towards the end of that game. Rain was coming in, and we were really kind of getting after our guy on the mound to throw some strikes just for the fact of, you know, we didn't want to have that game canceled and have to, you know, play not even a full inning here in a couple weeks when we have a rematch with them. So it was nice to get it in. You know, we saw some breakout performances from a couple guys like Casey Jones and Wyatt Mendenhall, whether it was, you know, on the mound and at the plate. So some pretty good things looking forward to for the rest of the week.
Yeah, what can you say about what Casey Jones did pitching-wise for you? I mean, a solid five innings and only allowed one run on three hits.
Right, yeah. So Casey has really emerged into a bigger role than I think even us as coaches were expecting coming into the season. You know, we knew we were going to be young and have a lot of new, fresh faces on the field, and Casey was going to be one of them, but I don't think any of us were expecting him to be throwing against, you know, teams in our conference to where, you know, we know it's going to be a close game regardless. So, you know, when it comes to some of the teams you match up against, you kind of figure out who you want to throw against who. And we didn't realize that Casey was going to be throwing this consistent and this well. So, you know, we look at the schedule and we see winnable, you know, games or games that we're going to be in for sure. You know, Casey's one of those names that we always are talking about now. So on the mound, he doesn't throw anything special. I mean, he has a consistent fastball and a consistent changeup. He is just a freshman, so we're tried a little bit this offseason to develop a curve, but, you know, that'll come in time. But, you know, he's just throwing consistent strikes, and he's given us or everybody a chance behind him. And that's all we've been preaching to these guys. If we throw strikes, then good things are going to happen.
And then you mentioned Mendenhall. He went 3-for-4, got a big RBI hit in the first to drive in Wetzel, and then he sparked that three-run rally for you in the third and stole a couple bases for you as well, scored the go-ahead run there after Ethan Johnston got a two-run double. But, I mean, you've only been batting .200, Coach, so what did you see in Wyatt? And having a game like that does probably wonders for his confidence.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you mentioned he's just batting .200. You know, 2 weeks ago he was batting .067. You know, he had a hit the very first at-bat of the season as a leadoff hitter, and he didn't have one for nearly 2 weeks. So, you know, he's been a guy that's played varsity for the last 3 years, so we just told him to keep trusting what he's doing. We tweaked a couple things in his batting, you know, his stand in batting practice towards the end of last week. And, you know, when he really took off was he had a nice hit against Mount Air last Thursday. He had a real solid two hit up the first baseline against Lennox last Friday there. And you know, then he just really broke out today. It's really nice to see him kind of going around to his own where we know he should be, and it's just nice to see that he's joining his fellow upperclassmen here and you know, kind of coming around to be the not just a mental and vocal leader. He's shown it with his physical abilities now too.
The other thing was the defense, I thought. I mean, a double play to end a threat in the third, turned by Hudson Bissell at second. Wyatt Shires made a sliding catch in the fourth, a great leaping catch by Walker Bissell at short in the fifth. I mean, you guys were making plays out there. You got to be pleased about that.
Yeah, I mean, we just keep harping on these guys. If we can play solid defense and pitch strikes, then we're going to be in any game we play. We thought that there were going to be a lot more growing pains at this point in the season coming into the year with how many new guys and freshies we have out there. But you know, they've kind of shocked not just the conference or the rest of the area. They shocked us as coaches as well. And you know, obviously as coaches, we have the utmost confidence in our guys, but they're exceeding expectations up to this point. We've told all these guys that if you're going to step on a varsity field for it, you're going to play varsity baseball. And that means you're going to have to dive. You're going to have to, you know, try to lay your body out and try to make some big plays. And that's what Wyatt did in the outfield. You know, I think it's one of the most dangerous outfields when we have Brody Crozier, Wyatt Mendenhall, and Wyatt Shires out there. Wyatt moved out to right for the first time tonight, and just the speed and the, I mean, how they're able to track some balls out. I mean, you talk about, I think fourth or fifth inning, they had a rope to left center that could have easily been a double to get their inning kicked off, and Brody Crozier tracked it down. And I don't think any of us were expecting that ball to be caught, but you know, just being able to have that speed in the angle just has been phenomenal for us so far.
So a busy week for you. I mean, pretty much every day you're playing. You got Stanton on Tuesday, a tough Bedford team Wednesday, East Union Thursday, at Wayne on Friday. Looks like you have to make up a game there, so it's a doubleheader. Actually, you'll be hosting that one in Corning. Yep. At least you don't have much far to go. I mean, Tuesday you got to go to Stanton, but after that it's home the rest of the way. What do you make of the rest of your week?
Yeah, I mean, it's with the pitch count, it's kind of what everybody has to battle, especially, you know, being the size we are and only having 15 kids on the roster. But, you know, we had to dive into a couple eighth graders last Thursday when we had some older guys struggling on the mound, and Griffin Wetzel and Caleb Owen. And they both came into our Mount Air game and pitched very well. So they both ended up, you know, they're going to find themselves on the mound. One of them, maybe both of them at some point this week. You know, we saved Casey Jones enough for a doubleheader on Friday. So you'll be seeing him on Friday. And then, you know, Gavin Wetzel is scheduled to pitch tomorrow for enough pitches to be able to throw on Friday as well. So we're going to hope that we can do the same thing with Wyatt Mendenhall. You know, it's kind of a game of chess. It's not really, you know, just throw your guy out there and let him go. You've kind of got to really battle this pitch count just to kind of get some guys you want out there. You know, we look at this week coming into it, and you know, we feel that if we are going to, you know, pitch well and play solid defense, that we are going to be in all the games that we play. So it's just kind of about picking who we want where. And I can tell you, yeah, we're going to put Wyatt out there tomorrow, Gavin out there tomorrow. And I make a list at the beginning of every week of who I want pitching where and when. And I'll tell you what, it hasn't happened yet since I started coaching in my 5 years, and I don't think it's going to start any too soon where that list doesn't get thrown away after the first couple nights of the week.
Well, Coach, a big win on Monday night. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck the rest of this busy week. Thanks so much.
Thank you much, Chris. Always appreciate it.
Keegan Longaba, head coach for Southwest Valley Baseball, with us here on KSOM.